Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Easter. Christ is risen. Indeed, he has risen. Again, on behalf of Father Sergio, his staff, the clergy, and all the parishioners here in St. Anne, I want to say welcome to any visitors here that are from out of town. We really appreciate you being here with us, and please know that you always have a home here at St. Anne. It pleases Father Sergio and everyone that you're here, but most certainly and more importantly, it pleases the Blessed Trinity. Know that you're always welcome. Jewish tradition tells us of a rabbi who gathered his students together very early in the morning while it was still dark. And he asked them this one question: how can you tell when night has ended and day has begun? One student answered, maybe it's when you see an animal and you can distinguish if it's a sheep or a dog. And the rabbi said, no, that's not it. The second student answered, maybe when you look at a tree at a distance, you can tell whether if it's a fig tree or a peach tree. And the rabbi again said, no, that's not either. And after a few more guesses, the students got impatient and demanded an answer. And the rabbi replied, it's when you look on the face of any woman or any man and you see that she is your sister and he is your brother. If you cannot do this, no matter what time it is still night. Brothers and sisters, on this day, the true light that came into the world to enlighten everyone, our brother, Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Son of Mary, defeated the darkness of sin and death and rose from the dead for your salvation. 3 days ago, we entered the most sacred days of our liturgical year, the Holy Triduum. We began with the Mass of the Lord's Supper, where the oil is blessed by Bishop Navarez at the Christmas Mass on the previous Monday, were presented for us for use in administering the sacraments. We witnessed as Father Sergio washed, dried, and then kissed the feet of 12 men. He did this in the same manner Jesus did on the night he was betrayed, indicating to his apostles, but also to us, that we're called, all of us, to a life of humble service, and along that, the willingness to be cleansed by Christ and accept all that he has to offer. On that holy night, Jesus instituted both the ministerial priesthood and the Holy Eucharist for us, for each one of us here today. On Good Friday, we remembered the suffering and death of Jesus, coming face to face with the dark side of human nature and the darkness that led the enemies of Jesus to torture, humiliate, and finally murder an innocent man out of fear of what they could not understand. We came forward in humble adoration to reverence and in many cases to kiss the wood of the cross which hung the salvation of the world, or the image of Christ himself nailed to the instrument of his own death. On that black day in Jerusalem some 2,000 years ago, the capacity of human beings to hate, hurt, and harm one another went completely out of control. It's no wonder then that the darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, that the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Between light and darkness, between good and evil, a battle rages still up to this day. We're all reminded of that fact when we enter the doors of the church and we see the inscription written by Saint Philo of Alexandria on our threshold there. It says, be kind, for everyone you meet is doing a great battle. It's going on in the physical cosmos, in human societies, and within our own psyche. We struggle with our own passions and the secret thoughts known only to God and to ourselves. Truth be told, sometimes, many times, we prefer the darkness to the light, thinking we can keep our sin hidden as if we have control over our sin rather than being enslaved by it. We sin because we seek something more than what we have. We're afraid of missing out on something. We seek to fill a void that we just can't explain. as if we fear being without that one something. That something that every human being seeks is a participation in the life of God, communion with the Creator and Sustainer of life, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And although the darkness often appears to be stronger than the light, we know that's simply not true, because Christ, our light, the true light who enlightens everyone, has overcome the darkness of sin and death. Last night we began the Easter vigil while it was still dark. The Easter fire was lit, and from it, this Paschal candle burned brightly as it led our procession into the church to dispel the darkness. The Paschal candle represents Christ, the light of the world, made of pure beeswax. It represents the sinless Christ, who was formed in the womb of his mother. The wick signifies his humanity, the flame his divine nature, both soul and body. This morning, our celebration of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead on that first Easter morning reminds us that the darkness of evil and hatred will never have the last word. With his resurrection on the third day, the Son came up victorious in triumph, alive, powerful, and giving hope to all. Jesus proclaimed the ultimate triumph of light over darkness and good over evil, both in us and in the whole world. For the true light, which enlightens everyone, has come into the world. Today we celebrate and give thanks, for Christ has risen. Indeed, he has risen. In his conquering death and unlocking for us the path to eternity, the hope of heaven is alive for us. The risen Lord himself, represented here in this Paschal candle burning in our midst, invites us to leave behind the works of darkness and renounce and reject all things of darkness, sinister and evil, anything and everything in our lives that prohibits our communion with God our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but also with each other as brothers and sisters incorporated into his mystical body through the saving waters of baptism. Through him we're adopted sons and daughters of God the Father Almighty, brothers and sisters in the human family longing for truth and light that can only be found in Christ and his church. God bless you all, and happy Easter to everyone. Christ is risen. Indeed, he has risen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.